Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. We bring you hand-selected hosts, podcasts, and talk radio programming with listening options, 24/7 streaming or listen on demand. We also feature one-on-one segments with important guests, people who have something to say that you need to hear. Visit speakuptalkradio.com. Now, for thousands of years, many individuals have repeatedly made the following statement: we are living in the last days. Well, this statement has been used so much that it no longer has the intended impact, which is to stimulate a lifestyle change in individuals. And my guest today has written a book on this very statement. She is Cheryl Williams. Cheryl was born in Guyana, South America, and she says, "I've been blessed with 2 daughters and 3 granddaughters. I got baptized at the tender age of 11 and through the years have developed a trusting relationship with God. I do not have any formal training as a minister of the gospel, but I am a registered nurse with a Doctor of Health Education degree. I believe God has entrusted me with spreading the word about his son's return in 2017, which birthed the book, God's Indemnity. Would 2017 find you scalped or fully covered?" And I know I want to find out more, so welcome to the show, Cheryl.
Oh, thank you so very much, Pat. It is indeed an awesome opportunity to meet with you and to share what I've learned and also to help inspire others to come to a clearer understanding of the times that we're living in. So thank you once again for this opportunity.
Oh, my pleasure as well. Now, Cheryl, you are a registered nurse with a Doctor of Health Education degree. Do you still practice today?
Yes, I am actually in the nurse educator role, and I teach online. Mm-hmm. So I teach nurses.
All right. We have a lot to talk about since my show is all about healthcare safety, but we're not going there today, are we?
Okay.
We are going to talk about your book, and I would like to know, what was the aha moment that occurred that prompted you to write the book, God's Indemnity, Would 2017 Find You Scalped or Fully Covered? What happened?
Well, what happened was I found myself in the midst of a spiritual warfare. And we've heard so much about individuals who've encountered trials and tribulations, and sometimes we go through life not even experiencing some of that. However, I endured one of those times that had me asking myself, what in the world is going on? I actually had one experience where I went to bed, and as I climbed into my bed, about to go to sleep, I felt this presence as something was tightening around my neck. And it was getting tighter and tighter, and I jumped up and I said, "Lord, have mercy, help me." And then I started, you know, pulling at my neck and, you know, as I'm praying and calling out for mercy. And then finally it disappeared. And I said, "What is this?" I was so scared. I had a wooden cross in my home. I went and I got that, and I put it on my bed, and I put my head on it. And that's the only way I was able to sleep.
Wow.
Because of how scared I was. So when I woke up, I said, "What? What is going on?" And then, you know, there were several other encounters and experiences. And I said, "Well, okay, I guess this is what God meant when he gave me that dream several years ago with the book, with a book titled God's Indemnity, that I can go through, or he will allow me to go through certain experiences, yet showing me his protection, you know, that he will guarantee my safety throughout all of those experiences."
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's what really gave me the aha moment and prompted me to begin writing the book, because I became amazed at God's power and protection.
Mm-hmm. How wise of you to connect those dots and realize that there was a connection there and that you were being compelled to do something.
Yes, and sometimes, you know, when we also get feedback from other individuals. So I spoke with a pastor, and he at one point when I started explaining a lot of the different experiences, he said, "Are you sure God is not pursuing you?" And I said, "Well, why would God be pursuing me?" And so, you know, that caused me to think deeper.
Yeah. Well, give us a brief synopsis of the book.
Okay. Well, the book started with me, as I mentioned, going through certain experiences that were not all from this world, so to speak. You know, it was a spiritual attack on my body, my mind, and everything else. And so it started out, you know, wanting to share with others because I know there are so many individuals like myself who, you know, we join the church at very young ages. And as we go through daily life and, you know, we go to church every week, yet we do not have that spiritual connection with God. And so what happens is we do not know how to handle these spiritual attacks that the Bible speak of, because we know we're warned that we do not know how to fight. And so I wanted to share with others how to handle those moments when we encounter these situations. Mm-hmm. And as I started writing on that alone, God led me to share the need for us to develop that relationship to Him and return to Him now, because His Son is coming, and if we do not return now, we would not have eternal life.
Okay. Cheryl, why do you use the word scalped in capital letters? I believe it's an acronym. Can you share that with us?
Okay, sure, definitely. We find that in today's day that we are living in, there are a lot of people who are scalped and don't even know it. For example, I found that I was also under this category. For S stands for slothfulness. You know, there are times when we are slow to do anything that, you know, concerns God's work. We find ourselves spending a lot of time with television, playing games, just being idle. So that is where the S comes in the word self. So this is time for us to instead spend time in God's word. And then we have seek covetousness. We are always wanting to keep up with the Joneses, you know, being covetous of each other. You know, what the other person has always seems a bit more enticing than what we have. And so that keeps us blinded and our attention away from God. Anger is another issue. People tend to get angry at the slightest thing. It could be something as simple as, you know, hearing a baby cry. And, you know, the Lord warned us about anger in His word. And, you know, we need to get rid of anger in order to keep a relationship with God. L for lust. We're always lusting after everything that we see. I remember, and I shared in the book, you know, I had this crush on Denzel Washington and would always say, oh, if he was only single, I would definitely try to meet him, to marry him. And, you know, that is something I included in the book. But, you know, lust is a passion, and it's something that we should be aware of, because they can interfere with our relationship with God. And then P for pride. A lot of times people become prideful and, you know, it's me, I've done this, it's me, I've accomplished my degrees, when indeed it's God who has given wisdom. So they have an awareness to know who is the one that should receive, will keep us away from pride. And then E stands for envy. You know, again, it can be tied in with the covetousness that I mentioned earlier, where we envy those around us. So we must get rid of envy in order to stay on God's side. And then last but not least is drunkenness. And drunkenness includes all that we've talked about, all that I have mentioned previously. We could be drunken with food, you know, eating too much in our drink, in everything that we do, in our money. We could be drunken, and drunkenness of spirit is not in line with God. And that, too, can keep us out of the kingdom of God. So that's the of the acronym SCALPED in the book.
Well, I think most of us could probably recognize ourselves in several of those letters at different times in our lives. So I'm going to think most of us have been scalped at some point in time. And what do you suggest to be unscalped, if that's possible, if that's a word?
Yes. As I mentioned, I too have found myself in some of these areas here. And it's to ask for forgiveness of our sins and accept God as our Savior. Even if we've done it when we were younger, now that we're older and we're more knowledgeable, it's time to surrender to Him once again. You know, let Him know that we choose Him and ask Him to come into our lives. And He has promised that He will forgive us and grant us mercy, and then we will have His protection for these trying times we're living in.
Mm-hmm. And you took me to the next question, because your first chapter is titled, How Serious is the Time We're Living In? So how serious is it?
Well, we just have to look around, you know, and we can see. I did a little history, you know, reviewing the different years, previous years, to see, you know, how the occurrences have actually increased over the years. And just going back to 2011, coming forward, there has been an intensity in the world events, you know, in Islam, and all of these terrorist groups actually, you know, began around that time period from 2010, you know, coming forward. And their cruelty has increased significantly, you know. And so I said, wow, that's quite interesting. You know, looking at the climate, the changes have occurred. Everything, it seems, tells us, hey, wake up. Look at the times you're in, you know. Serious times, times to prepare for your Creator's return.
I agree with you. We are in some seriously crazy times, and I think we also have to look at our leaders. They need to understand the whole scalped concept, because when our leaders are scalped, there's not much, you know, we've kind of have to live within those parameters and try to fight our way out of those. So it makes me think about the dream that your daughter had about the white boxes turning colors.
Yeah.
Share that with us.
Yes. One day, as I was in the process of writing the book, my daughter came to me and she said, Mom, I had a dream. And I said, well, what did you dream? You know, and she said, well, I dreamt, it was a strange dream, you know, and I was taken to heaven. I said, what? You know, what do you mean taken to heaven? And, you know, she explained that, you know, the Lord showed her, you know, here it is. He had given each of us a box. And some individuals, they had the white boxes, but because they chose, and again, God gave us freedom of choice, they chose to turn away, you know, to live their own lives according to their own will, their boxes changing color. And I said, really? That's quite interesting. And said that some individuals, they still, even though the box changed to blue, they had a chance to make the decision to go back to Him so their boxes can change back to white. But they refused, you know, and so that's why, you know, they were lost. And I said, wow, that's interesting. I said, that sounds like something that God wants me to include in the book. And so that's how it ended up in the book, you know, that we have the option now to make that decision. Are we going to choose God and have eternal life? Or are we going to stay where we are and then choose? Because we only have one or the other to choose, mm-hmm. choose Satan and end up with eternal damnation, you know?
I do, and I love that dream because it almost gives you a visual. You can see that and maybe understand it a little clearer. I thought that was a great, great dream, and I'm glad she had it, and I'm glad you included it.
Yes.
Yep.
And that's why I believe God wanted me to write this book, because he used her also. You know, he gave her certain visions.
Yep.
So that I can include those in the book to help make things a bit clearer
yes.
for not only others, but also for myself.
Yep. It did have that clarification aspect to it. I appreciate
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there have been many claims about the date of the Lord's second coming. How did you come up with the expected date of 2017?
Okay. Again, the Lord used my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She woke up and she said, "Mommy, I had a dream." I said, "Well, what did you dream?" I would always ask her, she would say she had a dream. And so she said, "Well, I dreamt that the Lord was coming." And I was so excited because there he was. And I was like, "Yeah, he's coming." But then he stopped. And he said, "Four." And I said, "What do you mean, four?" He said, "Yeah, he just said four." And so she said, "But I'm confused in the dream. Did he mean I'll have four kids?" So I said, "I will pray about it, you know, and ask the Lord." And so as I was, you know, I gave it some time. And as I prayed, contemplated it, listened to the word, you know, I got into the word. He led me to Isaiah. And in Isaiah had this story that he must write down a certain name. And I can never pronounce the name because it's so long.
Mm-hmm.
But he wrote the name down. And he got a witness, and the witness came and saw the name. And when his child was born, he named the child the name the Lord told him. And so the Lord told me it was prophetic, saying that before this child could say mama or papa, that, you know, certain things will happen in Israel. So that's one that inspiration the Lord gave. The second was I was asleep. And the Lord appeared to me and he said, "What does it mean, a prince and a thermometer?" And I said, "A prince and a thermometer? I don't know." And he asked me the question three times. And so I woke up. I said, "What is a prince and a thermometer? What in the world is this?" So then right away, I remembered. I said, "Oh, yes. Everybody's looking forward to the birth of Kate and baby was supposed to be born in 2013. And so I said, "Oh, I bet you she's going to have a boy, because that's what the dream said. It said a prince and a thermometer." So I said, "Okay." So that was the second thing. And then my daughter, she was pregnant with her baby, her second child, and the baby was to be born in 2013. I said, "Well, Lord, are you trying to say, with all these three things combined that you've led me to, that, you know, your son is returning in the 4 years?" I said, "Okay, I'm not going to write it yet, but I need you to give me confirmation." And so I waited and I waited, and then I took a trip to Aruba. And I was there in Aruba. There, while I was sitting outside on the veranda, there was this dove, beautiful white dove, that came on the railing of that veranda or balcony. And I sat there, I said, "Oh, no, wow, what is this? A dove?" You know, and I was scared and happy, everything all in one. And I coughed, and the dove flew away. And I said, oh, no. I said, Lord, if that is really your Holy Spirit, because I know your Holy Spirit can descend in the form of a dove, let the dove come back. And lo and behold, the dove came back. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh. So I turned to the dove, and I said, okay, can you just wait right here because I have to go inside and get my iPad because I must take a picture to include this picture in the book at confirmation. And so I opened the door, and the dove stayed quietly, didn't move. I went inside. I got my iPad, came back out. The dove was still there, and I took the pictures. And I had my granddaughter with me, and I said, go stand in the picture so people could know it's true, you know, because they knew I had her with me. And so I got a few pictures with her, but she only had her underwear on, so I couldn't include her in the picture and stuff. So I just included the picture of the dove in the book. And so I thought, okay, thank you. I've got confirmation. Mm-hmm. And so that is how I included that. And if you would note, it does not include a specific day mm-hmm. or month or hour, because God said in his word that no one knows the day nor the hour,
right.
Not even his son. But he said, we will know the season. So that is why there's only a year, because that represents the season. So he could come January of 2017 or all the way to December of 2017.
Well, it will be an interesting year to look forward to.
Yeah.
Now, do you get any folks that read your book that say, hey, I have a question about your process that to establish that date? Do you have naysayers, or does everyone take part in believing the dream and the date?
Well, they are all the time quote the verse, the text that says, no one knows the day or the hour. Mm-hmm. And so I constantly remind them, yes, that is true, but it's not included in the book. I said, because the Lord never gave us, he never gave me or my daughter a day or the hour. He said four. And, you know, looking back at it, both the prince in England and my granddaughter, the youngest one, will be four in 2017. And so another part I did not mention, when my daughter, you know, we were thinking about names for her, and we were led to the name Amariah. But as shared in the book, when we first came up with a name, we were pronouncing it Amaria. And so my daughter was asleep. She heard this voice, kept repeating, Amariah, Amariah. So when she woke up, she said, Mommy, I had a dream. So I said, what did you dream? She said, I dreamed that, you know, the baby's name must be pronounced Amariah. Mm. And come, you know, like I said, we were not Bible scholars, but listening to the Bible, I was shocked to see how many texts included the name pronounced Amariah, mm-hmm. you know, because Amariah was a male name in the Bible. And I said, wow, look at that. I found that out after.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Well, now your book also won second place under the religion category in the 2015-16 Reader's View Literary Award. How exciting was that for you?
It was very exciting. You know, I entered the contest not really expecting much. And so when it came second place, I said, well, God be praised, mm-hmm. you know, because I told the Lord, I said, okay, Lord, you asked me to write this book. I wrote it. Now it's up to you to promote it.
Oh, my gosh.
So when the book initially came out, it was priced at $20.95. But he's been placing a burden on my heart that it needs to decrease. The price needs to go down. I said, well, Lord, what do you want me to do? And so just recently, I submitted price change with the publishing company, and it's down to $10.95.
To what?
$10.95.
Okay, $10.95. Okay.
Yes, because at first the company said the lowest I can go is $60.95. So when I played around with the thought of $60.95, the Lord kept saying, "No, that's not it. Get it down to $10.
Okay.
I said, "Okay." So the lowest, according to the company, if I wanted in the $10 range, $10.95. So they pulled it from the shelf, so it should be available in July 30th, they said, with a new price of $10.95.
All right. That's good to know.
No one has an excuse to purchase it.
That's right. Exactly. Oh, my goodness. So what's next for you? Is there another book on your horizon?
I've been contemplating another book because, but it seems like he's not pushing me in that direction.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, he said, "Okay, you've done this. Leave me to work now." And, you know, I think what I'm being pushed towards too, more than anything, is a blog.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah, to kind of, you know, for those who really are serious about looking for his coming, to do a blog for that purpose.
Well, good. You'll have to keep us posted on that, and we'll add that once it's up and running. So now, is there anything else you'd like to talk about today that we missed?
Well, the thing is, I sent out a survey. One thing, if we have a minute, I send out a survey, you know, to all of those who are on my email address to see how many people think that the Lord is returning soon. And I was so surprised to when I got the results that most individuals don't think he's coming soon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think you were going to say that.
Mm-hmm. Some individuals said 10 years. 20 years, you know, and I said, wow, it's, you know, amazing that no one is really looking for his coming, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, it's going to be an interesting few months as we head into 2017. We'll see what's going on and find out if people are going to be scalped or not, huh?
I know.
Exactly.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, the warnings are there, and, you know, hopefully the message will become clearer. You know, as I look towards the November election, I'm not looking to a good outcome at all. You know, it seems that there'll be a lot of chaos with this election. And this is the first one in the history, you know, of the U.S.
Yes.
I mean, it's so chaotic.
Very crazy times. Absolutely. I agree. Well, it's going to be an interesting election year as well. Well, now, where can folks learn more about you, and where can they purchase your book?
The book will be available on Barnes & Noble, OutskirtsPress.com, and also Amazon.com at the end of July, as it's currently undergoing a price change.
All righty, so we're going to send folks to those venues and get a copy of this book. Yes, I'm so excited that we had the opportunity to speak today, and I hope folks get a copy of God's Indemnity. Would 2017 find you scalped or fully covered? Cheryl, thank you for sharing your dreams and your daughter's dreams with us today.
Thank you so much, Pat, for the opportunity. This has been a true blessing, and may God bless you and all the readers and listeners.